We're launching a campaign today to try and find the county's lost apples, varieties which we used to enjoy, but over time, for whatever reason, have slowly but surely faded away. But have those old and lost varieties of apples gone forever? We're convinced that the trees may lurk on farmland, old orchards, maybe even your back garden. So here's a minute or so which gets to the core of the issue.
Worcestershire was once renowned for its fruit growing and orchard heritage, and there are generally considered to be 25 apples that originated here in the county. However, if we look further back into history, and in particular Robert Hogg's Fruit Manual of 1884, he mentions several other varieties as being of Worcestershire, ones that there are seemingly no trace of today, but they could still be out there, waiting to be rediscovered, still surviving as ancient trees. So if you can find a lost apple variety of the county, here are a few to look out for. Knott's Kernel, said in 1884 to have been much grown in the orchards of Worcestershire, a stripy, medium-sized, early-season cooking apple, roundish if slightly flattened in shape. Martin Nonpareil, a smallish eating apple, said to originate from a Reverend George Williams of the village of Martin Hussingtree. Fruit is said to be smallish with pale yellow skin, slightly rough and sprinkled with brown russet spots. Said to be a vigorous, hardy tree and a good bearer, the apples are supposed to keep until March. Pigeon's Heart, recorded in 1861 from Smith of Worcester. Said to be large, medium cooking apple with yellowish-green skin, flushed brown streaked and red.
And every detail is attended to on this programme. That backing track there is known as Bert's Apple Crumble. There you go. Oh, happy days. Right, let's try and find a bit about apple history here. Mike George is with us, and apple detective and expert Wade Muggleton. Chaps, thank you for coming in. Come on, Mike, what are we going to do here?
Right, we're looking for an apple. First of all, find your apple. As you've heard, there are loads in this part of the world, and in Herefordshire as well. Both Herefordshire and Worcestershire, probably Wade, more famous for their apples than anywhere else in the whole of the country.
Well, we'd like to think so. I suspect Somerset would argue that, but yeah, I think we're right.
But a lot of them have been lost, and they've been lost for very good reasons. They perhaps don't keep well, they don't taste good, that sort of thing. But that's no reason why we shouldn't try and find them. And it's not just the apple that we want to find. We also could do with some anecdotal evidence, because it's tales handed down from father to son, isn't it? Oh, yeah, that's a Nonpareil.
Yeah, I think if you're going to look for these apples, the starting point is the anecdotal evidence. Did Granny say that the apple tree at the bottom of the garden was called Pigeon's Heart or Red Splash or something? Looking for them purely on the description is like needle in a haystack. You need that sort of starting point of a bit of anecdotal or circumstantial evidence.
So what can you what do you actually need then?
We need an apple.
Do you need half a tree?
To be able to identify them, you can only do it through the fruit, which is now why this is the prime time of year to do it. So you need three or four specimens from the tree, and then we can take them to various experts and contacts we've got. We can have a look at it. It has been done before. About 12 years ago, somebody rediscovered the Chatley's Kernel, which was a lost variety from just above Worcester. And that was verified, and it is now available again. So it's doable.
I thought he was murdered by Professor Plum.
and you do have apple detectives, don't you, going around volunteering?
There are these experts that go to Apple Day events who will look at apples for you and try and tell you what they are. I mean, there are 2,000-plus British varieties.
2,000-plus?
Yeah, and worldwide there's probably as many as 10,000 varieties.
Wow.
So
how many are indigenous, if you like, to Herefordshire and Worcestershire?
Well, Worcestershire's list of apples is about 25, and Herefordshire's is a lot more, something like 60, 70 odd, I think.
Right. Okay. Somebody's just texted in here about apples. Edith in Stourport. Hello. Thanks for that. She says, morning, Howard. I've got a very old variety of cooking apple tree called Peasgond Nonsuch. Is that just her spelling, or
No, that's right. Peasgood Nonsuch is a heritage cooking apple. It's not one of the ones from round here. I think it's an East Midlands variety, if I remember rightly. But it's that's correct. Yeah, it is a big old cooking apple.
They used to have lovely names, didn't they? None of your Coxes. None of your Russets. You know, some pretty good names they had, didn't they? I really do like pigeons as well.
Pigeon's heart ones. Yeah. So what are we going to do then? We get people to bring in the apples. Tell us what you need,
first,
Mike.
Yeah, we need to know whether you've got an apple that is either very, very rare, or in many cases, we think it's extinct, right? And you can only do that by looking at the apple and getting an expert to look at that apple, OK? We need two or three apples from the tree, because they're going to poke them and cut them about a bit. We need to know, obviously, where the tree is.